We had three guys that were out today. Steven Nicholas, Michael Palmer, who has been out, and then Antone Smith. They were all three didn't participate in practice. Steven's got an ankle, and Antone has hamstring. And, of course, Michael had the shoulder.
Is Steven the same thing that might have hurt him in the offseason? Is that a re-injury? Or?
No, it's not. It's not what what kept him out during the offseason. Hopefully he'll be back out here tomorrow on a limited basis. We just kept him inside today.
You've already said Palmer's out.
Palmer's out. We're shooting for after the bye week. And then we had a number of guys, a long list of guys that were limited in their participation. Jonathan Babineau with his groin. Kevin Cohn with the knee. Drew Davis with the knee. Pierre Jerry, a thigh. Todd McClure, his pec. William Moore, his hip. Garrett Reynolds, his back. And Dunter Robinson, his shoulder. I would imagine the majority of these guys will probably be on full participation tomorrow, but want to make sure that we are in line with league rules in terms of who's practicing and who's not. So we've got probably the biggest list we've had all season.
Antone, was it the one he was coming back from? Yes, it was.
It was the hamstring re-injured.
And coach, what do you make of their stat? They're being outscored 55-7 in the third quarter.
I guess it says what it is, that you know that they probably haven't played their best football there in the third quarter. I think they're a very talented football team. Mm-hmm. Sometimes stats can be deceiving. You watch them against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they. Mm-hmm. Won the ball game and played very well. They've got a running back that can run by you, run around you, and run through you. And he's also the number one receiver catching the football. Does a nice job. It's that West Coast offense. They want to get the ball into the hands of the playmakers very quickly. Carson Palmer, bless you. Carson Palmer throwing the football. Can throw it as well as any. He's an elite quarterback, been to the Pro Bowl, and if he gets an opportunity to go through his progressions, he's going to get the ball in the right place. And they've got speed out on the outside.
And McFadden, how would you describe his running style?
It's very unique. Uh-huh. When I say it's very unique, he's got the speed to go the distance. Uh-huh. He can lower the shoulder and run, and I think he's got very very good vision. He's a guy that can stop and start and put his foot in the ground and go. So he creates some issues. He had some explosive runs in the first four ball games. They should be fresh coming off their bye week. I'm sure that they took a look at what they were doing well and went through the evaluation that everybody does during their bye.
How much do you have to honor Hayward Bay's speed, his flat speed?
He can flat run. He's probably one of the faster guys in the NFL. Track speed at the combine, he can go. And I think bless you, he's catching the ball. I know he's missed some time this year with some injuries, but you've got to make sure that he doesn't get behind you and Carson can get the ball down the field.
Dante Robinson was saying Coach Nolan's defense, he feels like it really allows him to make plays more. Do you agree with that, that it's really letting him showcase what he could do?
Well, he's had a lot of success at the start of the season. I think one of the things that's very important for Dante and is his ability that he has not missed any time all off season. The first 2 years he did not participate in our off season. And the scheme is different, and we're playing some things that probably are better suited for him. But I think the most important thing is he stayed healthy through the off season. He hasn't missed a snap in OTAs or training camp. But he's off to a great start. He's playing with a lot of confidence and really playing physical, and you need that physical presence. It kind of sets a tone for the receivers when they know that they're going to be playing against a physical secondary.
Coach Stevens, it looks like he's been off to a good start. Had a hand in three other 12 turnovers. How big would it be if he's, you know, has to take a step out for a little while?
You're talking about Stephen Nicholas?
Yeah, Nicholas.
Well, Stevens has had a good start to the, you know, to the year. We're certainly hoping that he's going to be able to get back. You know, we'll know more and more as the week goes. But if he's not, then we've got to make adjustments, and we'll do that. We've got guys that have played his position, a number of guys that are cross-trained to play the Sam position and the dime.
The turnover thing, I mean, you've always stressed that, obviously, since you've been here, and y'all been done well at it. But anything standing out about this year to be where y'all are right now, and already, what, 14 turnovers?
14 turnovers, yeah. And I think the thing that when you talk about turnovers, you really want to talk about the turnover ratio. Because it's interactive, it's offense, defense. It's one of the stats that offense, defense, and special teams all contribute to. And not only are we creating turnovers, we're not turning the ball over. So we're doing a nice job with our ball security. But I think we have an offensive mentality in terms of what we're doing defensively, and we're attacking the football, and they're doing a real nice job. I think we've been very strong through the catch, which has helped us, and we've done some things when we've had opportunities to catch balls, we've caught them.
And you said that's one of the things one of the guys was saying, that's always on the board at the beginning of every week, is that turnover margin.
It is. The turnover, you know, there's really five things that, you know, as that I believe in that for a team that they have to understand, and it's first is penalties. You want to be the least penalized team in the league or close to the top. The second one is time of possession, and those are both offense, defense, and special teams oriented. And then you have opponent's field position start and your field position start, and that involves offense, defense, and special teams, and then the turnover ratio. So you look at those five things, and if you're at the top of the league in those five things, you're usually going to like where you're at, believe it or not. You know, the offensive guys look at yards, the defensive guys look at yards given up, but if you look at those five things, it's really important in terms of the success of a team, and that's why we always talk about it every week. We've been doing it from the very beginning. Those guys know exactly what we're going to talk about on our Monday or Wednesday meeting.
As a head coach, how do you balance the, you know, I guess, delegating versus micromanaging? I guess that's got to be it.
Well, I think in terms of a head coach, there's different philosophies, but I believe in you hire an offensive coordinator, you hire a defensive coordinator, you hire a special teams coordinator. They can devote so much more time than you can to looking at the offense, defense, and special teams, and you allow those guys with the staff to work with the guys. I don't believe in micromanaging. I believe that you got to have a macro view. And when you are a position coach or a coordinator, you've got to have a micro view. You got to concern yourself with only one thing and not really worry about anything else. And I've been very fortunate to have a great staff, guys around me that do a great job in preparing their groups. And we go through, and my goal was, when I started, was never to call a play on offense, never call a play on defense or special teams on game day. Have your input on Monday through Saturday, and let those guys do their job, because you've got to manage the entire game. And that's talking about decision making with regards to whether you're going to go for it, whether you're going to run a fake play, or you're going to have an opportunity to run a special play. You know, those are the things that you look at.
Have you stuck to that? Have you ever called a play on either side in your 5 years?
Or that double reverse?
Done pretty good at it. I can't actually, you know, I can't say that I've not done it, but it's not very often. The input in terms of the game plan is during the week, and you let those guys that they've got more time to do it, and you micromanage. I'm not smart enough to call a defensive game and also be the head coach.
You got ready for a big party when you get your 49th win? I mean, I think they're planning a big shindig for you.
Game ball and some flips.
I'm concerned about Oakland this week, guys. And then we'll move on. You know, then we'll move on to the bye week and do our preparation for self scouting and find out where we're at. But we're gonna have a big challenge this week.